My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady. He represents the Lone Star State's 8th Congressional District and is a senior member of the House Ways and Means Committee. He is involved on many legislative fronts right now, one of which he's leading the charge to permanently repeal the estate tax, which many detractors also refer to as the death tax. And the congressman is here now to explain why that should remain a major priority for Republicans and the country as a whole. And, sir, it's always good to have you with us. Thanks.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it.
One of the things that got accomplished in the fiscal cliff deal from about a year and a half ago was to raise the limits in which people are eligible to be hit by the estate tax. It was down to about $1 million. Now it's up to, about $5 million for an individual, $10 million for a couple. And some may ask, well, that pretty well limits the number of people who can be socked by this. So why is this still the highest priority?
Well, because that was a significant victory. We permanently exempted most Americans from the death tax, and we kept the rate to lower than it's been in the past. But there's still, there's something wrong, maybe just immoral, about the government swooping in upon your death to take more than a third of the nest egg you've worked a lifetime to build. I think this is the wrong tax at the wrong time, and it really lands hard on families and farmers and small businesses.
Talk about that a little bit more, because I think when people hear $5 million or $10 million, a lot of times they think of, people who have a lot of money. But you're talking about small business owners, their families, and farmers here a lot of the time as well. Why does it hit them so hard?
Well, it hits them because they may have land that passed down from their family, may have a building, or equipment can add up very quickly. As you know, technology is very expensive, and so you think this is for the wealthy, but for the most part, these are families building up wealth, sometimes for the very first time. And in fact, more and more women and minority-owned businesses are getting caught up in the death tax. And then beyond that, even supporters of this have to admit, the goals of this many years ago, 100 years to be exact, is it doesn't generate significant revenue for the government. In fact, many experts believe it would create more if it didn't exist. It doesn't boost the economy. It drags it down. And it doesn't reduce income inequality. So even for those supporters, who I think are misguided, it doesn't hit any of their goals either.
It's kind of the supply-side argument there. Why do you think repealing it might actually increase revenue?
Well, right now, it really hinders entrepreneurial activity. It breaks up family farms and businesses. It's the number one reason businesses aren't passed down to the next generation. And so by eliminating this, it encourages people to put money and investment toward that business. They don't have to spend money on expensive life insurance and other estate planning because they can invest that in their business as well. And so experts believe, because it helps grow the economy and encourages more investment in these local businesses and family-owned farms, it actually grows the economy without the death tax in place.
What kind of momentum are you finding for your legislation?
Well, good momentum. It's been almost 9 years since the House voted on repealing the death tax once and for all. We are getting very close to 218 co-sponsors, which is a majority of the House. I really appreciate the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, Dave Camp, his willingness to work with us to secure a floor vote on the death tax. And our goal, and we're determined to achieve it over time, is to bury the death tax once and for all.
Let's talk about the Democratic perspective here. There are some reports that President Obama and possibly some lawmakers as well are looking not only to block your legislation, but to bring that threshold down for folks who would be eligible for the tax. What can you tell us about their plans?
Yeah, they're actually going, Democrats and the president, going exactly the wrong way. I mean, within a few weeks of that permanent exemption, the death tax and the permanent rate, the president was calling for fewer people to be exempted. In other words, more people be caught by and paying a higher tax as well, and so which would make us again the highest death tax effectively in the world. And so that's why we believe we need to continue to push for ultimate repeal, because if we don't, my worry is that over time they're going to continue to wage this war on our family-owned businesses and farms, and we simply can't afford to lose it.
One other argument the Democrats have in opposition to what you're trying to do, and I remember a famous appearance by then-Congressman Anthony Weiner on the Fox News Channel, it really blew up into a pretty fierce conversation. His argument at the time, and I think other Democrats have articulated this as well, one of the main conservative arguments is that this is considered double taxation. It already was taxed as federal income tax, and now you're taxing again upon someone's death. The Democratic argument is that it's not being taxed twice because the first time it was being taxed for the person who earned it. Now it's being paid by the person who's receiving it as an inheritance. What's your rebuttal to that argument?
You know, I will tell you, if you look in Texas, if you look at family farms that have had to sell off their property to have to pay this death tax, in part of my community, a family's taking out their third death tax loan because their grandfather and their father had loans outstanding. Now they're taking out another one just to keep the family farm they've worked their whole life and paid taxes on their whole life. My argument would be I don't think they're merely double taxed, some cases triple and four times taxed, just to keep the business and the family farm that they worked and created. And so I don't think government has a claim over this nest egg at all. And I think the sooner we end that, the better.
Congressman, how soon do you think this can get a vote on the floor?
Well, we're hopeful before November occurs, and so voters will know exactly where Republicans and Democrats and candidates stand on this issue. And I know that in my discussions, you know, I may never, in fact, I will never pay the death tax. Many Americans won't. They just hope, though, that through hard work, their family someday could have that type of inheritance. They just think it's wrong for the government, frankly, to swoop in. And so there, I believe there's a lot of momentum and support for this.
Congressman, we'll certainly be tracking it. Thanks for your time with us, as always.
Thanks, Greg.
You bet. Texas Congressman Kevin Brady represents his state's 8th Congressional District, member of the House Ways and Means Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.